100 million Americans report having healthcare debt because of medical or dental bills. That's among the findings of a new survey from the Kaiser Family Foundation's Kaiser Health News. In Arizona, more than 15% of residents report having medical debt in collections. The median amount Arizonans owe is $919. Of our neighboring states, only Utah's amount is higher. With me to talk about these results and what they mean is Noam Levy, senior correspondent with Kaiser Health News. And Noam, Arizona's numbers aren't the highest in the country, but they are up there for the region. Are there factors the states with higher numbers tend to have in common?
Yeah, so there are. There seems to be a real concentration of medical debt in the South, particularly. These are states in general that have not expanded Medicaid through the Affordable Care Act. Arizona obviously doesn't fall into that category, but they are states that have generally weaker safety net programs. We're still trying to understand if there are dynamics within local healthcare markets that may help explain why medical debt may be higher in some places than in others. In other words, are hospitals and medical providers more aggressive in the way that they bill and the way that they may report debt to collection agencies and credit rating agencies? As you noted, Arizona is somewhat in the middle of the pack, a little bit higher level of amount owed than most other states. Again, it's difficult to know what may exactly account for that. Arizona has expanded Medicaid, but there are also some other indications in the state that suggest that some of the protections for patients from medical debt are weaker in Arizona than they are in some other states.
So what does it mean for patients in a state like Arizona that, you know, have this amount of medical debt that they owe?
I mean, across the country, and I'm sure this is true in Arizona as well, I mean, medical debt is devastating. People are losing their homes. People are being forced to declare bankruptcy. People are being forced to cut back on spending on food and housing and other essentials. We found that two-thirds of people who have medical debt report that they've had to make some difficult sacrifice in order to pay their medical bills. So, I mean, this is something that in talking to patients across the country, I can tell you it's heartbreaking to hear the kinds of things that people are being forced to deal with as a result of money they owe for medical or dental care.
Do you find that for some number of people who are in this category of having this medical debt, was there some incident, an accident or a major illness that put them there? Are there people for whom just sort of their regular health maintenance, regular appointments put them in this position?
It's a mix, really. We do find that emergency care, unexpected medical care is a leading cause of medical debt, which perhaps is not surprising. But there is clearly an association between medical debt and chronic illness as well, diabetes, heart disease, cancer. We worked with the Urban Institute, which is a think tank here in Washington, to analyze where medical debt is concentrated in this country at the county level, looking at what counties have the highest medical debt in the country and what factors may account for that. And we found that the most powerful predictor of how much debt there is in a community is how sick people are there. So, you know, the takeaway here, I think, is that we have a healthcare system where if you are sick, whether it's from a chronic illness that requires ongoing medical attention or an unexpected emergency, a car accident, a complicated pregnancy, what have you, you are more likely to go into debt in this country, which is fairly disturbing, I think.
Right. Well, this was something, among other things, that the Affordable Care Act was supposed to deal with. And obviously, no bill will help everybody in the country. But does this say to you, or when you look at these numbers, does it say to you that maybe there's more work to be done here?
I think there's definitely more work to be done. I think the Affordable Care Act did some important things, and I think that as our data and other data indicates, the problem would be worse without the Affordable Care Act. And I think one need look no further than states that have not expanded Medicaid coverage to low-income residents to see sort of what the impact will be. Those states, as I mentioned, tend to have higher medical debt than those states that have expanded their safety net. So it would be worse. But, you know, one thing importantly that the Affordable Care Act couldn't or didn't do was slow the expansion of high deductible health insurance, which had been on the rise before the ACA became law in 2010 and has continued to expand. And this is a phenomenon that sort of quietly has transformed health insurance in this country over the last 15, 20 years. So you get a health plan through work, you may be looking at $1,000, $2,000, even a $10,000 deductible if it's a family plan. And, you know, most people just don't have $10,000 lying around if there's an unexpected medical emergency or an unexpected cancer diagnosis. And so as high deductible health insurance has sort of proliferated across the country, more and more people, I think, are getting stuck with medical bills they can't afford because they just don't have the savings to cover these unexpected bills.
Did you find evidence that the pandemic has affected this in any way?
So the evidence is still coming in about what the impact of the pandemic has been and will be. There are a couple of different sort of cross-cutting dynamics at work here. The first is that there was, during the pandemic, some forbearance in debt collection in healthcare and in other sectors as well. So places suspended their more aggressive debt collection activities. And we talked to a lot of hospitals around the country that, for example, said they stopped suing patients during the pandemic to try to collect past due medical bills. There also obviously was a lot of assistance that was made available, but people also obviously required, there are some people who required a lot of medical care, and those bills are probably still just churning through the system. And a lot of people we talk to expect that the debt picture, the healthcare debt picture, will likely get worse as a result of the amount of medical care that was delivered through the pandemic and the bills now that are flowing to patients that may not have been collected as aggressively before, but likely will be going forward.
All right. That is Noam Levy, a senior correspondent with Kaiser Health News. Noam, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Good to be with you. Thank you.